Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's a weird thing when you realize that your kids can do something better than you can.
Mm. What are we talking about here? Like physical stuff? Like, hey, come over here, lift this for me because it's too heavy, outrun you in a race, or just like general skills?
Well, my little one, my five-year-old Dakota, recently had a piece of her art selected to be featured at the local library, which was, as you can imagine, very exciting. But I was looking at it and I was like, she is a better artist at 5 years old than I have ever been in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, and she's always going to be a better artist. But wait, I want to check in with my older daughter, Hayden. Hayden.
Hi.
It's me, Mom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have a quick question.
Okay.
Who taught you how to make all those braids? First of all, can you list all the different kinds of braids you can do?
I can do a regular braid. I can do a fishtail braid. And I'm trying to learn how to do a French braid.
Like, how did you learn how to do all these so well? Because I certainly know that I've never been able to do them on you, and I'm terrible at them.
Nana taught me how to do a regular braid. And then one summer, she told me she wanted to learn how to do a fishtail braid. So we watched a YouTube video in the basement, and we practiced on all my Barbies.
Oh. And how does it feel to know that you are better at math than I'll ever be? Like, when she has her math homework and she has a question, she knows she has to wait for Dad to get home.
Yeah.
Because Mom is no help whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
There's just some things that kids get better than you, and you're like, yeah, all right, I guess that's how it is from now on.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, we want our kids to be better at everything than us, right? But the day that they do it and we realize it, that's eye-opening.
I'm looking at our Facebook page because we asked, like, what's the one thing your child can do better than you?
Yeah.
Carrie wrote, she fits into all my old clothes. That's funny. So there's this website, Raven. It's called Cupshe or something like that.
Okay.
And it's like cheap bathing suits, like inexpensive bathing suits. And I was told that it was really good. So I ordered 3 bathing suits. 2 were good. 1 was definitely not enough to cover my behind.
Okay.
And it was funny because I was like able to just go put it in her room and be like, try this on, fit her perfectly. And she wears a lot of my old clothes and fits into a lot of my old clothes.
Well, you know what? I mean, some people that might make them upset. Other people makes them feel good.
Mary Jo wrote, anything with computers. My son is an IT tech. Same thing with Hayden. Like, if there's a problem with a streaming service, I can't figure out how to change a channel. I don't know how to record something. Hayden, Mommy needs help.
There's a million things that I never even would know that my phone is capable of doing.
Dee says her daughter is a better singer, dancer, and plays piano. She wrote, she's so much cooler than me. 1-800-330-9999. What is the thing that your child can do better than you? Sometimes your kids are just better at things than you are. 1-800-330-9999. What are those things? Dana?
Well, it's my grandson. He's 6. And I just bought a new vacuum cleaner because it's smaller than the one I have. But he loves it. He loves the vacuum. But he knows how to put the attachments on it, and I couldn't figure it out last night. I have to wait for him to come over now to show me how to put the attachments on it.
Wait a minute. You taught your 6-year-old grandson how to vacuum for you.
And he loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it. Give him all the jobs you don't want now, I guess.
Whatever you're doing over there, you're doing it right. You're doing it right. How do I make my 5-year-old just start vacuuming?
Hey, Rick, what's that thing that your kid does better than you?
The thing I would say my kid can do that's better than me is stand up for himself. Like, when I was his age, I was definitely pushed around a lot, and I just sort of rolled over and took it. I wasn't really taught any better, so I made sure to teach him to stand up for himself, and I was super proud the first day he came home from school, and he told me about these kids that were picking on him, and he stood up. He cracked jokes. He actually made him laugh. I was so proud of him.
And then the teacher sent home a note and said that your kid is disrupting the class. And that's me and Anna and every single person that's ever been in radio.
I actually wasn't like that. I was really shy as a kid. I was really heavy as a kid, so I could get picked on a lot. So like, I was kind of shy and withdrawn. When I look at Dakota, my five-year-old, she's like that. She stands up for herself. She's a class clown. When people insult her, I've seen kids say things to her, and I don't know if she doesn't understand that she's getting picked on, or if it just rolls off her back.
Right.
She just goes. She just smiles, and I don't know. It's the same thing. She's better at that than I ever was.
Well, let me tell you something right now. If you are a parent of a child that is in one of the classes of Dakota, you better hope that she keeps telling jokes. Because that kid is a monster.
That's true.
And if she doesn't tell a joke, she's going to tell you something else.
I know. Now that she's taking karate, it's like we've given her weapons in her hands.
Well, I hope you've given her a Mr. Miyagi and not a Cobra Kai, because, man, look out. I'm telling you right now, warn your children.
Holly, what's the thing that your child can do better than you?
Oh, absolutely. It's dancing. I like to think that I can, you know, carry a tune with my body, but she is amazing.
Kids have no fear. You know, there's none of that, oh, people are watching me when I'm dancing thing.
We could be in a grocery store.
Yeah.
And like a good song comes on and she'll, like, my five-year-old will break it down.
Right.
Yeah, she could be like, she's go for it.
Rip it out. just no care in the world whatsoever who sees you.
Right.
The rest of us adults, we could be at an actual party, a celebration, a reception, and we got to have 8 cocktails to get out there on the floor to get a little bit of, you know, courage going.
Well, for me, it's just one dirty martini. That's really all it takes.
Well, either way, you know, we got to have something to get us moving. Nope. 5-year-olds. Nope. Nope. No problem.
Karina, what's the thing that your child can do that honestly is better than you could do it?
Thing, actually. I believe I have great vocals. I've been told by a lot of people growing up that I have great vocals, but my kids think I'm not the best, and they think that they're better than me.
Can they sing better than you? I mean, you know, right?
Can I sing a little something?
Yeah, go.
Maybe they judge if I'm good.
Yeah, well, I mean, where's your daughter? Right? Where's your kids at? I mean, if your kids ain't here, singing something.
No, but anytime somebody offers to sing, yes.
You want to drop some bars? Go ahead.
Go.
Very high, and who he was, white as snow.
Are you singing Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Yeah.
That was what you chose to sing?
It was a good, it was an interesting interpretation of it. We're just going to leave it as, this is an incomplete answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.